Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I read a lot of historical fiction, fiction that is based on historical facts. It's usually sadder, more heart-wrenching, and more heartbreaking than fiction not based on the things we humans really actually do to each other. This weekend, I read a book recommended to me by one of my colleagues at Roxburgh Community School, and I cried through the entire thing. Before We Were Yours, published in 2017 by Lisa Wingate, is based on a real-life business that operated in Memphis, Tennessee, from the 1930s until 1950. The director, Georgia Tan, was celebrated as a tireless worker for children and families. But in reality, she was stealing and selling babies and children. She typically took the children from poor families and sold them to families with money and or prestige. The book focuses on the fictional Foss family, who were poor but happy and devoted to each other. In 1939, 12-year-old Real and her four younger siblings are living a magical life on their family's Mississippi River shantyboat. When their mother comes close to death while trying to birth twins at home, the children's father has to rush their mother to the hospital. Real is left in charge until strangers arrive and take the children to the Tennessee Children's Home Society orphanage. At first, the kids are told that they will soon be returned to their parents. But Real pretty soon realizes that that's not the truth. At the mercy of the facility's cruel director, she fights to keep her sisters and brother together. The story in the book is told in alternate perspectives, that of the Foss children, and particularly Real, and that of Avery Stafford, who lives in present-day Aiken, South Carolina. Avery is the daughter of a powerful senator, and she was born into wealth and privilege. On the surface, she seems to have it all. She has a successful career as a federal prosecutor. She's engaged to a handsome man and has a fancy wedding coming up. But when Avery goes home to help her father when he has a health crisis, a chance encounter leaves her with uncomfortable questions and compels her to look back through her family's long-hidden history. Along the way, Avery realizes that family and truth and trust are more important than keeping up appearances for the sake of family pride and politics. When her quest to find the truth about her grandmother's past leads her to reunite two of the Foss siblings, I just have to tell you, I cried like a baby. The story of the Foss siblings and of Avery's love of family and her search for the truth is compelling enough on its own, but knowing that it represents the real-life experiences of thousands of children is beyond heartbreaking. Often, historical fiction makes me want to learn more about a certain subject, but I'm not sure I can handle learning more about the lives of the many families who were torn apart because of greed. Lisa Wingate says in her notes on the research she conducted for the book that many powerful people knew the truth about what was happening for years at the Tennessee Children's Home Society, but looked the other way. Sadly, that has happened and continues to happen all too often in too many circumstances. It seems that we never truly learn from past mistakes so that we can prevent them from happening again. Even though it is a sad and disturbing story, I still highly recommend Before We Were Yours because it is also an important story. Until next time, thank you for listening and happy reading.